What achievements give you the most satisfaction as you look back on your career?
I don't look back, frankly. As I mentioned a little bit ago, Chet Kettering's granddad made a statement one time, "I am very interested in the future because that's where I'm going to spend the rest of my life." So whatever I've done in the past is done. I'm interested right now in the history of Northeast Oklahoma. I have so many other venues at the present time that I don't look back and reminisce much. I look more to the future and things that are happening now that are of great interest to me.
Pick up on technology. If you came back today, you'd focus on technology. It seems that we don't fund technology in our schools. There should be a computer for every student.
Yes. Not only that, but the curriculum should be addressed to the technology rather than the way it is now. We're trying to integrate technology into the curriculum. We should be reversing that. The technology keeps leaping ahead. The whole world is at my fingertips, and it is at any child's fingertips. We shouldn't be denying that in terms of space. They should be working individually on, first of all, their interests as well as their needs. We capture a child by interesting them first, and then we teach them. We can't do it the other way around because it just doesn't work that way. They're not going to be forced to do things that they don't really enjoy. So I think using technology, the range of kinds of things that are available in technology, appeals to almost every kind of youngster's intellect. And that's what we should be focusing on.
Mm-hmm. Students listening to this conversation years from now, they're interested in education. They want to be a teacher. They want to be an administrator. Your advice to them and challenges you believe they will face?
Well, again, we need to restructure the school so that their talents can be more effectively utilized. I think that teachers don't need to be warehouse keepers. They need to be facilitators. So obviously they need to understand the capacity of technology, and in turn they need to understand the interests of the individual student, then compare the two and let them move in that direction. I see the school of the future with maybe a teacher technician overlooking 20 students with computers, but every one of them working on something different that in one hand is of interest to them and in the other hand is a learning tool for things that they're not interested in that will help them to learn because they understand the need to know something they don't understand.
Today, your age is 78.
Yes.
Describe what it is you're active in today.
I'm very interested right now in the history of northeastern Oklahoma. It's so deep, goes back so long. I've developed some DVDs and promoting different things that have happened in the past here. My interests at the present time is the military trail, which begins at Fort Snelling, Minnesota, and St. Paul, runs to Fort Jessup in Louisiana. Of course, I want to magnify what happens as it goes through the quad counties, Craig, Delaware, Ottawa, Mays. For example, this summer I'm going to trace from Fort Snelling down through Fort Leavenworth, Fort Scott, into Oklahoma, and then next year take it from here down to Fort Jessup. That's one area of interest. The other is what I call sons and daughters. I'm developing a DVD on individuals who have achieved in northeast Oklahoma, whatever, in arts, athletics, music, so forth. There's just a lot of depth here that I think needs to be exposed so that particularly children can develop a better image of themselves in terms of what their ancestors have done.
Well, it's a gaping hole because we don't have somebody who can come in and put it all together. Everybody's heard a little bit of stories here and there, but the fact that you're doing that, you are contributing again in a major way, and I want to thank you for spending nearly 2 hours here with us today on this. It'll be a learning, teaching, interest tool for many, many years to come. Thank you.
Thank you.